Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of interesting trends. This is from BetMGM Gator, week 10. You know, they have like the most tickets on a certain team and the most money bet on a certain team. You familiar with this?
I am familiar with how the betting works, yes. Yeah.
Most tickets, Lions minus 3.5. More people are betting on the Lions minus 3.5.
I understand.
Most money, Lions minus 3.5.
I understand. Yep.
This is the world we live in. Now, as far as the stats concerned that I mentioned before the break, I apologize if everybody's heard this. It was the first time I heard it, so I don't want to, you know. It's not an original. I can't even remember where I heard it. I think it was on Adam Schefter's podcast, but are you ready?
I am.
Jared Goff threw 21 incompletions against Tampa Bay.
Wow, really?
21 incompletions in that game.
I can predict what the stat's going to be.
In the last six games, he's thrown 22 incompletions. Think about that for a second.
That's incredible.
One game, 21 incompletions. In that game, he completed 62% of his passes. He was 34 of 55. You remember how that game went, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was not great. For 307 yards, no touchdowns, two picks. Since then, 22 incompletions against Arizona, Seattle, Dallas, Minnesota, Tennessee, and Green Bay. That's incredible.
He's been pretty good.
Yeah. And I think that is my, out of all of this, and then, you know, the more touchdowns than the Lions score, more touchdowns than they have incompletions, and 30 consecutive targets to Amon-Ra.
That one is pretty impressive.
But they're all impressive.
Yeah, they're all
this
are
one,
in
this
way, yeah.
One's my favorite, is 21 incompletions against Tampa, 22 since. Tampa, you may recall, was September 15th, almost 2 months ago. That's amazing. Just amazing.
Every time somebody decides to do some research, you find something more impressive out about what Jared Goff has done, what the Lions team has done. And yep. I'm sure Jared would want it said that way. It's a team effort, obviously, because guys have to catch the passes he's throwing. And sometimes they're even contested.
Yeah.
The touchdown pass to St. Brown on Sunday was, I go back to that play. It's just an amazing play. It's a fourth down play. He throws the ball before St. Brown even looks back at it. He's covered like a glove. It's in the side of the end zone. St. Brown is backpedaling. He's got to jump straight up in the air, catch it, and somehow land with his feet in bounds, and does. It's just a great play, and it kind of exemplifies what this season has been.
I think my favorite part about that touchdown isn't what, you know, the catch was awesome. The celebration was hysterical. But Amon-Ra said afterwards, well, I knew I was in bounds. Like, I knew exactly where I was on the field, and I knew I was in bounds. And
okay. That's because you were tight.
Because he made it. It looked very difficult, but he made it sound like it was easy and no question. But that was a pretty awesome play. So, Za'Darius Smith is going to, I guess he's going to practice today. He hasn't practiced yet with the Lions. They gave him a day to sort of, get his
affairs. They gave him a couple of days.
Get his affairs in order.
Yes.
Leaving Cleveland and coming to Detroit. He may practice today. We expect him to practice today. He could be a difference maker. It's tough when you don't know the offense, you don't know, like, or the defense, excuse me, but it's, it's also, hey, you might have one job this weekend, and that's just go get that guy being CJ Stroud. But, how much of an impact will he make in week one? I suspect not as much of an impact as he'll make in week two, three, four, five, and six as a Detroit Lion, but it'd be good to see him on the field. I'm pretty excited to see that player out on the field.
Yeah, I'm very excited to see him out in the field. And I don't know if I should expect to have some kind of learning curve or not. I don't think I should because of the position that he's playing. He's going to – it's about his battle, basically one-on-one with the other team's tackle. I mean, he can slide inside and go against a guard as well, but it's his battle with the guy he's across the field from. There is absolutely some communication and some working with the guy next to you that goes on the defensive line. Mm-hmm. That comes with stunting and comes with, hey, if a blitz is coming through that gap or whatever, there's all that stuff. And maybe that stuff, there needs to be some a little bit of a learning curve with keeping up with the terminology and all that. But by and large, I would expect that he should hit the ground running and automatically start to apply pressure to the quarterback. I don't know how often he's going to get home, but the pass rush should look improved. And getting Pascal back is going to help too.
How would you put your level of excitement to see him play? Where are you at with him right now?
Because of what happened with Hutchinson, and because they have not shown any pass rush at all, I'm probably at an 8 with my excitement level. I'm pretty excited about this. I thought this was the guy we all identified weeks ago. Hey, going to have to go out and get somebody. What about this guy? And we've seen him play in Green Bay. We've seen him play with Minnesota. We kind of know what he's about, and we like what he's about. And then when Dan Campbell finally was able to talk about him, said great things about him. His teammates have said great things about him. You see the film, and it's like, yeah, this guy's a pass rusher. He's going to be really good for this team. So I'm pretty excited.
You know what's funny about it is I was excited to see him play, and then yesterday, and we'll play this for you later in the show, Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator, spoke about him. And after Aaron Glenn spoke, I was like, oh my God, I think he's going to be better than I thought he was going to be. Like Aaron Glenn, said he's not Hutch. I'm not going to try and compare him to Hutch. I'm not going to compare that player. He likes to say the player. I don't like to compare this player to that player, but the player. And he went on to describe what kind of impact he thinks that Darius Smith will have, setting an edge in the run game, impacting the edge, impacting the middle of the defensive line, getting to the quarterback, being a pressure problem. And I'm like, wow, Aaron Glenn really made me fired up to see Za'Darius Smith. Aaron Glenn, I think, can't wait to get his new toy on the field. Didn't commit to him playing this weekend. Because, it's tough. I know that the defense, you can't say just one job, but you really kind of got to do reps and understand what's expected of you. But there are going to be, I would imagine if he's in uniform and not a healthy scratch, There are going to be downs where it's going to be go beat the guy in front of you and go get the quarterback.
I'll be pissed if he's not in uniform.
Pissed?
Yeah, I'll be pissed. I want to see him play. I'm a fan. I want to see him play.
So not pissed at him, pissed for yourself.
Yeah. I guess maybe a little pissed at Aaron Glenn or Dan Campbell for not putting him in there. Why wouldn't he be in there? Unless he's hurt. So why not put a defensive end in there?
Khalil Herbert last night played two snaps, fumbled on one of them. It's not like he just made his debut, and that wasn't, it's difficult.
For a running back, it's different. You have to know the plays. For a defensive end, there's not a whole lot you got to know. I'm sure they'll tell you, oh, there's a ton. Okay, I'll grant you there's some stuff that you have to know, but that stuff can be conveyed right there in the huddle, the defensive huddle. Otherwise, it's see quarterback, get quarterback. Make sure you maintain the integrity of the edge and you don't let anybody get outside it if they're going to run there. He's a pro. He's been around the league for over 10 years. He knows what he's doing. I fully expect him to play and be an impactful player for the Lions on Sunday night.
I'm glad you asked Doug Gator what you're like, who you're pissed at. Do you have a pie chart? If Za'Darius Smith doesn't play, who you would be pissed at? You know,
yeah, I mean, initially it would be, I think it's Dan Campbell because he makes the decisions. You know, and then, okay, if he's making that decision, why is he making that decision? It's input from the defensive coordinator.
Because I don't think it's just playbook guys, although that does play a factor into it. You know, he's got to learn, you know, what they do on defense, what they like their edge guys to do. I think a big thing here is he's supposed to have a bye week this week. He might have been somewhere on his way somewhere when he got the call that you've been traded to Detroit, even though the rumors were swirling, and I'm sure his agent management let him know, hey, this might happen.
But
he is... I don't know what his contract, NFL contract players are. You know, they're not, he's going to be, if he plays every game this year, he's going to play 18 games, not 17 games. So I don't know if that has anything to do with it because he's supposed to be in town today. But I do know this was supposed to be his bye week. He has played 10 years in the league. Maybe he's like, dude, I need a break. I need a bye week that everyone else gets.
I guess that's why I understood why they gave him a couple days off. Like the trade was made on Tuesday morning.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
And he's not showing up at the Friday, so let him have his time off here.
He still might ask, I don't know what's going on. I'm just, you know, playing devil's advocate here. He still might be like, yeah, I still want the weekend off. Like, I need to recuperate. I think that plays a factor.
248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so here's our question for you.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In Detroit sports in, say, the last 20 years, whose debut were you most fired up about? Who's the guy you couldn't believe we had with one of our home teams? Who is it for you? 248-539-9797. Because I don't think Za'Darius Smith, like, it's important, and this might be one of the most important debuts we've ever seen, given what this team is trying to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're talking, this is incredibly important.
We've seen a lot of them.
But we've seen a lot of pretty, like, jaw-dropping, I can't believe we got this guy in our uniform or on our sideline or coming out of our bullpen or whatever the case may be. Who is the one where you were, for you personally, the last 20 years?
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated,
where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.